fret that part. We don't have nobody on the line.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, of course. All right. We're just going
to... All right, you guys. Yeah. Well, first of all, we want to thank you for listening in to... Welcome to the show, the Can You Be Frank show. You guys are going to see if we're going to be able to throw you some good stuff tonight. As you know, this is the weekly wrap-up. So much has happened this week. I want to say my prayers go out to the families that have been affected by the tornado that hit last night. And I hope and pray that you guys are safe and that you have food and everything. And I hope everyone is trying to make sure that they're helping out. Okay, Miss Agnes just came in. Thank you again, you guys, for listening in to Universal Collective Network
and the
Can You Be
Frank
show. As you know, I'm the host, and I've been letting T kind of run the show a while now, which is good.
I quit.
You ain't quit nothing.
It's so much been going on, so, this week was rough, huh?
Man, this week was a tough week,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, this week was...
Yeah, Carlos.
Say that again?
I said, yeah, Carlos.
It's been there. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened. And again, for the people who have been affected in Alexandria and in Pineville by the tornado, I'm hoping that
you guys are
finding
good health
and in good health and
good spirits. I know it looks bleak, and we gotta have some grounding effects. I'm going live here on Facebook in just a second. I kind of want to set it all up.
Okay.
Miss Agnes, you'll be very proud of me, and you'll be very proud of the people that we've affected. We come across this incident that happened this morning with Roosevelt Johnson trying to use this tornado cleanup as a photo op.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear what happens
Mm-mm.
to him. Wait till
you see?
Hear.
You see that?
Yeah. It's on
we
video.
Got all the answers last night.
Mm-hmm.
And today he want to use it as a photo op.
Yeah. Yeah. We did have an opportunity. We just there was so much going on today that we couldn't get to the places that we really wanted to get to and be
mm-hmm.
anywhere we needed to be on time. Tavares
mm-hmm.
did stop by the news briefing. Your mayor, your former mayor, or
okay.
Had,
now we're live on Facebook. So good evening, everybody on Facebook. Welcome to the Can We Be Frank show.
Mm-hmm.
There,
yes.
You know it's just to give you guys our heartfelt, deeply heartfelt, you know we care about you guys very, very much. So we want to tell everybody that we hope you guys are in good health. We hope that things are turning around for you. We hope that the whatever help that you need, if you need any help, please contact me. My name is Tavares Swafford on Facebook. I work with a great group of people that we're really searching out to see where we're needed. We will help with cleanup, whatever you need, we'll be available to you. So if there's a place that, you know, in particular that, you know, we have people that are older or, you know, just aren't able to do it all by themselves, please don't hesitate to either leave a message here on UCN
mm-hmm.
or, you know, inbox either myself or Ms. Salida here, and we'll be there to help you, we promise. All that being said, let's take a leave. I was logged into something else. All right. So, will they kick us off?
No, you don't do that. Don't. No, no,
you
no.
Wait, you're not connected,
no.
Please.
No, what did you do? You don't. You turned me off over there.
Oh.
I can hear both of y'all.
Okay.
So I think we're still live over there. Yeah.
No, there's
no
continue.
No, here it goes. Continue. Just hit continue.
Okay.
She freaked out on us.
Yeah, because you touched something over
there. Yeah, look, man. Look. We're professionals.
I get panicked.
We're professionals.
Professionals, my behind.
We're professional pod. What did Roy call us? Space casters? Space radio?
Yeah, Space Radio, yeah.
Oh, when he said that.
Yeah, we're Space. All right.
Yeah, we from space. Yeah, that's fine. We're going to come down and make a difference.
Indeed. So we got one viewer. We got one viewer.
And I know probably.
We got two viewers. We're going to wait because, you know, this moment needs to be heard. And in this moment, we will find out the true character and the true nature of the people that want to run and tell stuff and do too much. Just too much. Hello, Mr. Stephen Shark. Are you safe, sir? That's what our concern is.
Uncle Willie?
No, yes, Uncle Willie's.
Uncle Willie? He probably busy.
No, he right here. Not Uncle Willie himself, I don't think. Yeah, it is Uncle Willie.
Oh, Uncle Willie, this ain't Jean.
I'm Sausage Po' Boy.
This Mama Jean. This Mama Jean on the phone.
Hello, Miss Battles. I just want everybody that are our normal viewers, like I said, I just want you guys, this is more so about the health and wellness check. We had one last week, and we know that things weren't all that well for us. We had this horrible piece of weather come through, and I know that didn't. He said, yes, I'm Uncle Willie. But we know we had this weather come through, and I know it didn't benefit. It didn't benefit a lot. Mr. Bernard is here also. So word got circulated pretty quickly here this morning about a video that was posted off somebody's live. It was Mr. Sylvain. Call him Gumbo. I know him. He's one of my friends. And apparently he had ran into one of our sitting council members. He had a few words for the gentleman. And subsequently, throughout the day, we come to learn that that video had been removed off of Facebook, unbeknownst. So basically, what I'm assuming what happened was that somebody didn't like the video, and they had it removed. Now, I will tell you this. We have the video because we have the video. You can't stop the news media. So I'm going to play the video in its entirety. It's a 7-minute clip. I just want you guys to kind of listen along. Hold on 1 second here. Miss Agnes, I'm going to try to stretch you over here a little bit. But I want you to listen along as to what we...
And don't mind the
curse words.
The language.
And we do not. We
oh,
do
I'm
not.
Gonna, it don't matter.
Okay.
The curse words. I wasn't born yesterday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
She was born at 3 o'clock. But,
4:30.
4:30. 4:30. Don't mind the language. That's probably language we use here also on UCN. So, no worries. Here we go.
You gotta be the first person. You lucky, you're my elder. brother, bro, and I respect people like y'all, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You hear me? My grandpa old man too, you hear me? So yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
But hey, talk to me though. What you gonna do for the city, bro?
What
making the best place ever.
Really?
For YouTube,
but you been up here.
Thank you.
In short, I believe they cut us. I believe they cut us.
No,
we're still on. No, we're not. Yeah.
I heard it.
They cut us. No, that circle shouldn't be spinning. We should be live.
Okay.
So if you guys are still tuned in.
There you go.
No, it's still circling.
Okay. We shouldn't be. Pull up share. Just go ahead.
No, it's off. They killed our feed.
Let me see. No, it's not.
Yeah, they killed our feed.
No.
Oh, it's still going.
I told you it wasn't.
Yeah,
That's just me buffing. That's me buffering.
Are you not on Wi-Fi?
I'm probably. I don't know if I am or not.
Let me go back out and go back in.
Yeah. You know what? It's been plugged up, so that might be it. But anyway, don't worry about
that. Oh, yeah. No, I'm worried about it because if we cut off, then we need to know we cut off so we can start from somewhere.
Yeah.
So but,
So what are your comments, you guys? What did you hear there?
Oh my God! They really put it down.
They were mad at Mr. Rosa.
They were mad because they feel.
Yeah, I told you they cut us off.
They feel like they have been sold out.
Yeah.
And they are mad. Those guys are mad because they feel they have been sold out by that councilman.
Yep.
And they don't want him in their neighborhood.
Well, look, everybody, we're gonna try to get the feedback up. I knew they would cut us off, so I'm gonna try to get the feedback up. And then, guys, just follow me over to the next video. That's all we can do.
It's because they did shut us down.
They shut us down quick tonight.
Well,
they shut you down because them guys wasn't playing.
Yeah, they
both sides was telling it like it is.
Mhm.
And they, you know, it's bad when you feel like no matter what you do, you got somebody you voted for, and they not helping you one bit. They not doing nothing for you. They doing it for somebody else.
Well, not only that, the idea that he came out there with his own cameraman, and then I heard Kay Michaels was out there in the set of heels. She had heels on out there.
Well, I know she took them off and ran because I know she's scared.
Not only that, they said she had a cameraman with her too.
Well, I know them cameramans were gone.
Yeah, that's something
else. They didn't stay out there.
That's something else to me.
They didn't stay out there because those guys are not playing. They don't feel like what? All right, don't even know who you are. Never met you. And you're going to bring a cameraman to show us up.
Yeah, well, I don't think a cameraman should have been there in the first place.
Yeah, no, this was a personal moment. You guys...
And Lee, they should have left it.
They should have actually showed some, excuse my language, they should have actually shown some type of damn empathy for those people who literally have had their homes destroyed.
Yeah.
They had their yard.
They can have a commercial.
That's what they were going to do.
Yep, use it for a commercial. Yep.
So they can have a commercial. So what? I see we trying to help these people.
All right, everybody. I'm about that. We got cut off from segment one really quick. We was only 20 minutes into the show this time, and they cut us off. So if you guys are joining us from the other live feed, I'm assuming that this is going to happen throughout the night. I don't know. Typically, whenever this happens. Oh, and I just went out. So the actual notice just went out that we went live again.
Okay.
So people will be joining us in just a few minutes. But just as a word, I don't know what to tell y'all. And we done been through a lot of disasters together here in Alexandria. But you know, this one is a little different because it's literally 5 days before election.
No, but that's just to show who they are. That's all it is, just to show who they are. And like I said the other night, they'll throw anything against the wall to hope it sticks.
And that's, we live in an environment like that where it's just so, it's to the point where they're playing dirty. Last night, we put together a few ideas, not even just ideas, just evidence that linked Catherine Davidson to the Fact Check Alexandria website that we were talking about earlier. And earlier this week, we also used that same link to kind of, now you guys get to see the whole landscape for what it really is. Mm-hmm. We're 5 days outside of an election. Mm-hmm. You got them showing up in high heels with camera crews. I saw Quinnell Slaughter and Gerber Porter out there actually helping people today, and I'll probably try to bring that video up too. But I seen them out there actually helping people today. And shout out to Sylvain. Man, John Sylvain, as a Peabody alumni, you did that work, sir. You
yeah.
did that work.
Yep.
So I seen them out there, and there wasn't no camera crew around them. They was actually hands-on, cutting up stuff, trying to get things out the way, helping people clean up. It wasn't a photo op. They were actually in there in the neighborhood.
Yep, yep.
But Roosevelt shows up in a matching jogging suit.
That's what you need, somebody that's going to help. You don't need nobody that's going to come out there and they stilettos to make a commercial.
A video promo. And
uh-huh.
and it's, you know, this is the environment that we're existing in right now.
Well,
so,
Donald Trump wife did it.
Who?
Donald Trump wife did it. Remember when she was down at that her, the disaster with the stilettos on?
Yep.
Did you remember that
sure
time?
Sure did. Sure did. And put on her back, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Now.
She was signaling. But I don't really know where to go from there with anything. You've got Roosevelt Johnson engaging in conversation, and it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have different views, but he's never had to answer to the general public about anything.
No, because he gave you 3 minutes, and then if he didn't like it, he cut you off.
In the street, especially on that street that he was on that he couldn't identify? Ain't no rules. You ain't the president out here, sir. You just a Negro in a damn track.
That's elected to a seat that you need to answer to the people. That's all you are.
And you're going to go, let me tell you what his retort was. His retort was to run towards the police.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And point out the gentleman that was talking to him.
Sure did.
Well, I bet they didn't put that gentleman in jail.
I bet you they won't. I got on good authority that whatever goes down with that gentleman regarding that video and that time of day, I got it on good authority that that man's got a backup out this world.
Yep, sure do.
Nah.
Sure do.
Nah.
So, well, Roosevelt had a problem with the guy and he just didn't like it? Or...
No, Roosevelt took it personal because there was, remember now, he's spending all this money on KLAB to run these janky-ass commercials. And then you get on live stream, you know, when it's not so practiced. Remember we brought up the part about everybody look practice?
Wait a minute, sorry. He don't know about it because he just came on.
No,
he just came on. Wait till about 8:30 and play it again so people can hear it.
Okay.
Themselves.
Okay.
Promise K-Mac. So, you guys, we are on the cusp of a new Alexandria. There is a new generation here. And despite what the old generation had set out for us to be controlled by, this new generation ain't having it.
Yep, that's basically what it is.
Doesn't
matter who's in that office.
It doesn't matter who's in that office. It doesn't matter who's in that organization. It doesn't matter who it is. They are
not having it.
We are not having it.
They're not going through it no more. Let them sit by silently and let things happen like they did for the last 20-something years.
It's a new Alexandria.
Pass by and look and say what, and take a camera and say, see what happened? But this ain't happening like that no more, baby.
They need to
This a new day. This a new day.
It's in there. They take that person and hold their feet to the fire. And if they don't like what they're doing, they can always recall them. That's why the word recall is in this whole thing. You can recall anybody that's in an office that's not doing what they're supposed to by the people.
And we've had this experience with Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this experience where they were just not, and I don't see how people, you know what it was? It was black folks and this name recognition. And it goes all the way back, it goes all the way back to the 50s and the 30s when white people was really trying to get all the black people money. So they came out with these certain brands. You had to have a certain brand of crystals in your house. For your chinaware, the black man had to have a certain brand of hat because they didn't care about the prices. They just wanted to have the quality. So it translated into this name recognition thing. So if they recognized the name, they'd feed more into it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that still goes on. We still do it. We still do it to this day. We don't take it. Most people by what they can truly do. We take them by their name or related.
That's how we got our president.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, this black people, they're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how they really want to go about doing this, how unfair they really want to continue being, this could turn ugly. Because, as I said,
Let me tell you something. It might turn ugly, but they don't want to be touched. Okay? They don't want to be touched because they don't know who's going to come in. Rachel Maddow might come in and tell the story. They don't want to be, they don't want that out there. They like stuff undercover. They like undercover stuff.
Yeah, but it's
their time is dead now.
Yeah.
Their time is gone.
That time is gone. But they still thinking that time is here. Undercover, do your undercover mess, and then you fine. But it's not like that no more.
No, we're in the era of full disclosure. They're gonna tell us like it is,
or shut your mouth.
Go back to them days where you wanted to go sit in the back of the bus, and you was happy to go do it. Go ahead, Sambo. Go sit in the back of the bus. The rest of us, we either want to be the bus driver or we want to seat behind the front.
That's right.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. Now you can play your commercial.
Okay. Well, I just want to give everybody the heads up that's viewing this live stream. 9 times out of 10, we are going to get cut off. Please follow us to the next segment because we're going to get the whole full 2 hours out of the night because they keep on cutting us. That only means we're going to speak louder and we're going to speak more truth. So I'm going to take y'all over back to the video real quick. Give me just a tad bit of a second. We're going to play the video one more time for everybody that might have missed it.
And y'all listen good so you can hear it, real good. Listen closely.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm getting it put together so everybody can see it. And I want to point out again, listen, Facebook, I do not own the rights. We do not own the rights to any of the music that is played during this segment. Again, we do not own the rights to any of the music that's played, so now you don't have that reason to cut us off. Thank you. Give me 2 shakes of a lamb's tail.
Oh, now we got 2.
Okay, he ain't nobody yard no more. Let me see what's on his mind, y'all. You hear me?
y'all doing? See, I got the camera out here, man. What y'all gonna do for the hood? Cause I don't never see y'all in the hood. So what's up?
Well,
now what you mean? What you gonna say? Man, I don't never see you. Where you from?
Man, you don't remember. You never
what you
around.
Mean?
Look at him.
Huh?
His spokesman. Look right here.
I'm saying, nah, but where y'all be at though? He won't come out here to bounce the pass.
I don't know what.
You won't come out. Man, don't touch my phone, boy. We're gonna get up there.
I'm always into that.
Yeah. I'm saying though, but you, here's a couple days from election time. How you want to be out here?
Come on,
you
don't care,
man, you ain't never out here. What street you on?
On your street.
What street you on? You know what I'm saying? You don't know what street down right there. You don't know what street we on, bro.
Man,
you can preach that whatever you want to, bro.
You know you got this.
Hey, we got 364 other days, bro. When you gonna come to the quarters, bro?
We out here. You don't want to be out here. We be out here.
Ah, boy, you out.
You gotta be the first person. You lucky you're my elder, bro, and I respect you, but like, y'all, you heard me?
Uh-huh.
You heard me, my grandpa old man too, you heard me, so yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
But hey, talk to me though. What you gonna do for the city, bro?
The night, waking up to trees strewn across the yard, trash, people waking up to branches in the middle of the street, their kids aren't going to school that day, people are trying to figure out if they can even get to work that day. I mean, that's what we wake up to, and Roosevelt is hitting the streets in a jogging suit and a camera crew.
Remember I told y'all?
Yeah, we here.
Remember I told y'all about that them people that at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Them people got a Roosevelt ass. Excuse my language, y'all.
Yeah.
Them people didn't woke up and ain't a damn thing Roosevelt could do that guess what? They don't mind going to jail. You
they
see.
Because so, he said.
Now Rose got a problem. You see, he got a problem out this world. And them people live in that neighborhood. They know if Roosevelt come over there or not.
Yeah.
So they got a valid point to everything that they're saying besides punching in the face. Now, I don't agree with that. But all the other stuff, they got a valid point. He can go get anybody he wants to. He can bring that dude down here, Donald Trump, whatever his name is. And they got a valid point. You only come around when it's a disaster. And really, truly, if it wasn't a disaster at this time of year, your ass wouldn't even be around here. We just
that's
really
right.
Speak the fact.
You're right about that.
Your ass wouldn't be nowhere around here.
Did I hear a lady?
And
somebody
your damn sure wouldn't be where you're at. Because you need the black folk. You damn sure wouldn't be over there. Because you can put that monkey suit shit, you just, sorry, y'all, I'm getting kind of aggravated. But that monkey
right.
suit he just pulled right there, he out of line for that. He wouldn't give a damn what's going on over there or not. Right now, that's the only reason he's doing that because it's that he'll be over there on Jackson Street somewhere. How can I help you today? Stuff like that. He rolled for that. He really rolled for that. Roosevelt felt like an uncle, like a Benedict Arnold.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I don't think it's right. He wrong for that. You know, he really wrong for that.
Well, that particular diatribe is throughout the city. And the city and the people have spoken. Not only with their vote, but their frustrations have spilled over into a room he has no control over. It's real life, y'all.
It's real life. Real. That's why.
Hey, Ms.
How did you all get that video?
Well, the short story of it all is that video was a live stream that happened early this morning.
Oh, okay.
Sometime throughout the day, that video was removed. We were able, I think it's because of who I sent it to, they were able to replay it this evening. After it had been pulled off, and we just recorded it with our camera equipment and re-uploaded it. Well, it's not even it's not uploaded, but it's ours, and it's not going anywhere. We're going to keep that just for the simple fact is that they wanted it down bad enough. Well, no, that's not going to cut it.
So what happened? He went out in the, were they in the Sonya quarters? Understand it all, and he had cameras with him out in the Sonya quarters.
It was Jones.
His photographer,
Jones Photos or whatever.
Something Jones Photography or something.
But that was the other gentleman speaking, talking about, "We always out here. You ain't never out here. This is what they're doing." And I'm glad he caught him off guard, because when you catch him off guard, you get to see who's really doing what.
That's right.
And all he could do is smile and repeat what Mr. Gumbo was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you only come out here in a disaster? I'm always out here in a disaster.
You said 364 days in a year, and I ain't never seen you out here. That's what that guy said.
Did you hear the young lady say,
"Take that sign out my yard."
Yes, I heard that.
They were coming by and putting the signs in people's yards without their permission, apparently.
And she said, "Get that sign out of my yard."
Get that sign out of my yard.
The people. Alexandria.
And he said, "The 365 days in a year, and it's 364, and I ain't never seen you out here. What you doing out here, bro?"
Well, that guy was on the roll. Anybody know him? He was on the roll.
Yes, I know him. I know him personally. He's actually a Peabody alumni, and we will gladly, proudly claim that gentleman. Look what I found. The Rock hugging the Rock.
That's serious.
I know my rights. He told me, "I know my rights. Get out of here. Go on the other side of town."
Yeah, he told him to take that back to the other side of MacArthur.
Yeah. And he was serious.
And I don't blame him. You just had a tornado touchdown, and here they come. They want to take pictures so they can make them a commercial. See, we helping people. They ain't helping nobody.
Yeah.
They just taking pictures, just doing a commercial.
It's a photo op to them. It's a photo opportunity.
You know what blew my mind was? When he went and ran toward the police officer and pointing the police officer
in the direction of the man. That is so coward.
Now, that's coward.
With somebody,
there's a lot of cowards running around.
Somebody could have got hurt.
But
with his smart tail.
He sent the cops.
I'm not understanding that. You all said somebody was running in the direction of the police, because there was so much going on. I missed that part.
Okay, so Roosevelt, while the young man was speaking to him, Roosevelt and his camera guy is walking towards the officer that's directing traffic at the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
we didn't see on camera was Mr. Gumbo referred to the fact that Roosevelt had made it to the cop and turned around and pointed back at Mr. Sylvain.
As
Mr.
talking. Oh.
See, that's how shooting and stuff gets started.
Well, but see, he thought he was in a city council meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
His 3 minutes was up.
Yeah, he thought he was in the council meeting.
I don't want to hear no noise. I don't want to hear nobody speaking. You got 3 minutes. His 3 minutes was up.
That's all you got.
Now, I want to cut somebody post that on Facebook. It needs to be posted on Facebook.
But like I said, Facebook, somehow throughout the day, Facebook ended up removing that video.
I told y'all that. See, listen, Facebook, some kind of political thing that Facebook don't want to be a part of.
Because
that is not violent. That is not sex. You got more sex and violence on Facebook. And that man didn't even do. So why did they take that off? Because somebody called.
Understand, man. Some people. What we don't know, this is what we don't know.
We don't know how much stroke people got.
We don't know who got what. And some people have the power to call Facebook.
Or even not even call Facebook, but they'll like a backdoor thing where they can report.
Yes.
And they can pull stuff off.
They can pull stuff
half
off.
The time we be on and it's off.
Yep.
And you know you can't no more.
That's right. So you guys got to keep that in mind. We got, and you know what? It's really, to be honest with you, if they don't have a valid reason to do it, it's really considered illegal.
Yeah, that's an impropriety.
Yeah, that's illegal. Permission from us to remove anything. And that's
you,
what they've
and
been
you
doing.
Did it. You did it without just cause.
You didn't have a just cause to do it. And when you don't, then that's illegal. You're using your powers to do that.
Now, had Mr. Roosevelt been a private citizen instead of a,
that'd
then
be a
maybe,
story,
yeah.
Because he's not a private citizen. He's a public figure.
Now, had the other gentleman been a private citizen, instead, jumped in defense of Roosevelt, and now he has incurred the status of a public figure. Because you, for that person, walking away. So it's not like, that's like somebody filming a security guard.
Yeah.
The paparazzi security guard. Still going to get the footage. You need to ask TMZ about that.
Why is this question? If the guy would have had a sign over there saying vote for Roosevelt Johnson, would it be took off the air then?
He would have ran up to him and probably hugged him. Like, oh, I knew that was one of you.
Yeah, but would have been taken off of Facebook is the question.
Nope.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't have been.
I
think there's a lot of back doors on Facebook that we don't know about.
I think that let's take a look at something else that I came across.
Mr. McCall, Tavares was trying to tell you that you didn't want to believe it at the time, Ms. McCall.
I was being very sarcastic when I said that.
I think she was being sarcastic because that is plain as day.
That's just me. I'm that way. I'm sarcastic about a lot of stuff.
So last night we talked about hold on, let me bring it up correctly. Last night we talked about the ethics, the Louisiana Ethics Board, and we were talking about the donor profiles.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
The donor profile and Louisiana ethics, isn't it the most you can give is $2,500?
Yes, it is. You are correct.
What? Didn't they, the 11,000 and something came up on that
thing? No,
that was an expenditure.
That was an expenditure.
I'm sorry.
We're headed there. Just give me 3 seconds. We're going to go there for the defense of Mr. Fuller. We're going to go there for the defense of Mr. Hall. We're going to go there for the defense of our people in general because they are a propaganda machine. They specialize.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to draw it out for you guys. So we're not going to talk about who she's paid. I mean, who's paid her so far, even though she appears on her own campaign finances as an expenditure several times. We're going to watch our live feed because we know that's going to get cut eventually. But 318 Online, which we'll go there to, and 1776 Consulting. And I'm going to go over here to the Google of 1776 Consulting, and I Googled it, and it says who we are and what we do. It says 1776 Consulting is a full-service political e-commerce agency. Unlike most political store companies, we have learned something from past campaigns. If you are skeptical of selling campaign merchandise because of debacle, okay, we can talk, there's how different we are, we'll just show you firsthand. Product sourcing. All right, so we're going to, there's supposed to be a see us in action button, but there's no action behind that button. It's just a blank page. Or it just says free sample order. And then there's the home button, which takes you to merchandise made easy. Now, I did all that to show you that they're merchandising. They're in the merchandising. Let me show you a little bit more about what they do. Bentley Hensel, whose Twitter feed got mentioned on Fact Checker, and they referred to that as an interesting article worth the read. This is what Fact Checker Alexandria had to say about him. So come to find out, Bentley Hensel is the president at 1776 Consulting. He's worked for Philip Terrell on his DA campaign. He's in pursuit of campaign solutions and right side politics. Now, what is the right and the left side? The left side is the Democrats?
Yeah.
It don't matter. And that right wing, left wing stuff don't matter. Still the same bird. Mm-hmm. We can go down though.
Okay, it says, the summary section says, and I'm watching my live feed, the summary section says, I have several years of experience managing political campaigns and providing account management services for a leading campaign strategy firm, including a solid record of delivering exceptional results in fundraising and grassroots efforts both on and offline. Dig a little bit further. Hold on. Okay, we're still going. It says, I develop highly targeted online strategies, including website development, and check this out, social media initiatives.
Mm-hmm. Start war.
I'm gonna take a minute to breathe there. Social media initiatives. Kind of like Fact Check Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
So to be very honest with you, all that is all together.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm pulling it all out. We're connecting the dots on a different level now because from her campaign finance report, it says that Catherine Davidson, and I'm wondering what cost this much. She spent $11,591.64. With 1776 Consulting.
It's all the same thing. And to be very honest with you, she got to report that $11,000.
And she did.
She did it already. We were just talking about spending it on.
Now, we're talking about where the money's going and who is it going to. It's going to Bentley Hensel over here at Fact Checkers.
It might be going more than there.
I believe that also. Now, on FactCheckAlexandria.com or whatever, on Facebook, all they have is reports supporting Roosevelt Johnson and against Joe Fuller and against Jeff Hall, their reporter. That's all they have here. Article after article after article. And they're all written by only a couple of people. One of those people being Lamar White, who was a previous guest on this show. The other articles were written by KLAB. And the other article from that is Bentley Hensel himself. Irony, I don't know.
Well, you got to look at they're trying to get Jeff out of there, and they're trying to get Joe Fuller. And you know what, Seed? Keep trying.
They failed.
You're not going to succeed.
Okay.
Because people, everybody know what time it is. Ain't nobody stupid. Just because we are people of color, we are not stupid.
Okay. So, I want to point out what Lamar White didn't want to tell you guys earlier this week. Billy Hensel, and this is the interesting article that Fact Check Alexandria referred to on Twitter. It says, I respect 100% understand the position of KSYL 970 this morning. After the Jeff Hall campaign failed to pay their bill to my firm, 1776 Consulting, and brought on Joe Fuller as a senior advisor, we ceased our relationship with them.
They probably, let me tell you something. They going to say anything to make themselves look good and to make the man look bad. But guess what? We have already early voted, and we have made our decision. And as people of color, I don't care if you throw the devil up there. We done made our mind up, and you can't change it because it's already in the voting booth.
Yes, ma'am. But aside from all that, which we've already spoken, let me show you how diabolical it really gets. Underneath that tweet, Billy Hensel says, as of October 17th, so it was a couple weeks ago, we are now 100% supporting Katherine Davidson. To that goal, my wife and I have in-kinded a $5,000 at Pandora Music ad buy, and my firm has in-kinded polling and strategy.
They're the ones behind
the polls.
That's right.
Well, anybody can put, if he's behind the polls, he can put what he want on the polls.
That's right.
But, yes, that's true. Check this out. I'm going to add another layer to it. Remember we spoke with Lamar White and he didn't want to tell us who his source was?
Mm-hmm.
It was Bentley Hensel.
Well, Bentley Hensel might own that place too, Bayou whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And Lamar White might be saying it's his. Who knows? Who knows what these people look? We gotta use good common sense, and we know who's who and what's what.
And I'm putting the names out there so people won't ever. People, we're telling you this for a reason. Do not ever be fooled by the smiling faces.
That's right, smiling faces. Sometimes.
Bentley Hensel goes on to say, on the same day, we are using the full capabilities of 1776 Consulting to elect Katherine Davidson. And then they go on to say that Matt Dunn is a great reporter, and we look forward to working with him in the future.
Well, who is Matt Dunn?
They have their own on-staff reporter.
Yeah.
That writes the article.
Oh, well, go ahead. Have at it, hon. You just paying people to write the stories. Go ahead.
Hello.
Help yourself.
He's a disgruntled ex-employee.
Yes, and then the thing that I truly believe about why Mr. Hall severed ties with them. Because he knew from the jump they were probably moles.
Yep, that's probably.
They were gonna make.
And he knew they were crooked.
Yep.
They were moles.
Moles. So you know what? Hey, we got the best of the best. And it ain't coming from Alexandria either. Tell you what is and what ain't.
Check this out.
And it's not coming from Alexandria.
Well, remember that company that Lamar White said was in D.C. that he got the polling numbers from? Guess where Bentley Hensel is located?
Anybody can live anywhere.
No, I'm just saying that the owner of this company, I'm pointing out the fact that all of this came from one person. And his tagline, he used to want, he worked for Mitt Romney.
Oh,
I do this.
Come on.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Nick Romney thought he had won, too. And it didn't take Obama but 30 minutes to win.
Remember that?
Let's go down there and see what's going on. Let's see what's going on. Because Nick Romney was going to win. And 30 minutes, Obama. We have concluded that President Obama has won the race.
Okay, so apparently Billy Hensel does other stuff because apparently I was following him on Twitter, which I never get on my Twitter, but I'm concerned about that because one follower, you know, all followers, okay, whatever. Either way it goes, it's very interesting to see the links they'll go through. I may have met this gentleman in real life and didn't even know it because, oh, never mind, I'm not going to say that. But, So, as Fact Check Alexandria knows a little bit too much about what transpired in this situation, somebody said, so what happened? And Fact Check Alexandria responded with, apparently Representative Hall's consultant dropped him and began working for another mayoral candidate because Representative Hall didn't pay his bill and brought on Councilman Joe Fuller as his advisor, which is the exact same thing we just read over there on the Twitter feed. So,
well,
yeah.
The thing about it is, if you're dealing with a crook,
no, and you know the way of the righteous can never be sullied by the way of the crooked, because you're righteous.
Thank you. You found out.
Together.
And I guarantee you, he found out that the man, that's what he do. That's how he get his money. So, Catherine Davis might have lost $11,000 and some, just like everybody else lose when they deal with him, because he's going to put his money in his pocket.
She threw that money down the drain. If this is the best you could do, as far as social media, whatever it is that you say you do, if that's the best you could do is Fact Check Alexandria, you have no clue about what really happens in this city. You have no clue.
And the man don't have no clue because he's not even here.
Yeah.
And he don't care. Just give me my money. And
so they're all working in concert. Is my
wasted the money.
And she did throw $11,000 down the drain because had I did something like that, you wouldn't have been able to trace anything back to me. Period. Especially if that's what I specialize in during campaign season. But people, this what do you call that supremacy attitude, where they feel like they could throw it in our faces, or kind of make a remark, thinking that we don't get the context of what you're saying, and yes, we get the context of what you're saying, and yes, Lamar White got on our show and lied, and yes, we hung up on him, and yes, this all ties back into Jock Rhodes administration,
and yes, he asked General Russell Honoré to endorse Jacques Roy. And yes, General Honoré said no, he was not doing it.
So,
and
folks,
that came from Lamar White.
A week before, or a little bit less than a week until voting, today's the first. You guys got 5 days. 5 days to change the world. Well, change Alexandria at least. And in the midst of all the things that's going on right now, and we completely understand how everybody could be distracted by what's going on in your home and the damage, like I said, please contact me. I will have a reliable group of people there to help you go through whatever it is you're going through, and we'll try to do it in a timely manner. They're good
and
people.
And, Ted, don't forget to tell them that Councilman-at-Large Slaughter And Councilman Porter was out there cleaning up and fixing people's houses. Now,
they sure were. They were helping. They really were.
They were helping. Where was the other one? With a damn camera.
Yeah. They were making sure they were able to get good angles.
See, that goes to show you who's who and what's what.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna play a little bit of the video that that Mr. Sylvain, he said 3 hours later. Okay, so basically FEMA's been called in. Apparently, he's keeping everybody in abreast of what's going on. So somebody said, "Damn, the city of Alexandria just not got help with the people on Lacassine." Down power lines on people's cars, stuff hanging from the power lines, people's roofs are totally gone. No one has seen not one City of Alexandria truck.
They said they were out there. Didn't they say that?
That was 7 hours
ago.
He said
they were out there. I heard that on TV. No, on Facebook. On Facebook. Said they had been at Lacassine and they had been in Martin Park and they had been all those places, and that was on Facebook this morning.
Now, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, your mayor had a roundtable discussion, which is what I call it, but it was a briefing. But he had a briefing with his cohort, Michael Marcotte, and they said as of 2 o'clock that they had actually been on every part. Now, that comment was made 7 hours ago, which will put it right at 2 o'clock, so I'm assuming, well, the meeting was at least an hour, so I don't know what he was talking about. But the footage
that's the one I saw. My time was off, but that's the one I saw. At 1 o'clock, when they said they had been at Lacassine, they named every street they went to.
So what we got here is we have actual footage of Mr. Quinnell Slaughter and Mr. Gerber Porter actually assisting people in the neighborhood, not looking for cameras and photo ops. But they were actually helping people clean up. You guys gotta love that, man.
Oh yeah, yes,
yeah.
I mean,
that's what you call for the right thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And these are people that will tell you quick that we're just like we're not politicians. I think that helps them. Because they're regular people. They could empathize with people having their homes wrecked or their neighborhoods wrecked. And
well,
not waiting.
You know, hey, if I was in the condition I used to be in, I'd have been out there with them.
Yeah.
I'd have been out there with them. But I can't do what I used to do.
Well, that's why
if I could, I would.
Or anybody else. They can't just do it like they used to. We can come and help. We can come and help. I know I could at least get 2 to 3 people to come with me and help anybody do anything as far as cleanup goes.
I know
we can. It's a group of good people that are volunteers that have helped us get these incredible voting numbers. They built a lot of monuments here in Alexandria in a matter of a month. They did really, really well.
And I tell you something else. It takes a community to come together to make things happen. It don't take cameras. It takes a community to come together. And don't think you better than anybody else, because we all got to die and leave this place. But while we're here, help each other out.
So, another rather large expenditure is 318 Online. And 318 Online, I believe, is a marketing firm, an online marketing firm. And let's see here. Hold on.
Here goes somebody else to waste their money, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Basically, I can't. I don't see any information. Okay, so this is definitely not them. So basically, 318 Online isn't even a real place. Let's see if it's a .com.
I told you. Waste of money.
Why did you tickle like that?
You're looking for stuff that they just throwing out there. They fishing. And when you go fishing, you're either going to catch a whale or a minnow.
Well, apparently, I believe it's just Facebook only. I believe that's what it is. Okay. Well, 318 Online, I believe, came up a few months ago. Like I said, everything kind of just evolved. I think we looked at 318 Online back in September, last month sometime, or a month before last. And let's see here if that is the same page. I believe it is. And the guy's name is Dan Diesendorfer.
Well, that was the one you were talking about last night. Dan Diesendorfer from California, huh?
No.
He's supposed to be a movie star in Alexander.
Actually, to be quite honest with you, that doesn't exist anymore. They have a P.O. box.
No.
They don't exist anymore. That's funny.
Oh, no. They got their 750 and gone.
They got their 750 and disappeared. And the funny
thing
is, 318 Online, they paid them on 10-10, so the 10th of last month, they were paid $750. And on the 1st of this month, they're completely invisible, not even Googleable.
Shame. They're wasting a lot of money. Wasting money. Just like that man said that he was going to plant. He got their $250,000 and skipped down. They had to find him.
The Alloy.
They had supposed to be in at the paper mill.
Guess what it really was?
What?
I found it. It was called 318 Central. 318central.com. That's what it was. But on
They're moving money around. That's what
then,
that is.
On the what you call it, it's called 318 Online. And I just connected it because they spent $750 on 318 Central because Catherine Davis for mayor has a large article right here for her.
So they're moving money around. You're moving it from one thing to another. That's what it looked like to me.
It kind of makes you wonder, folks. I mean, really? And, you know, I'm not saying that they're siding with her because they actually also are running a show up on Jeff Hall's what you call it also. But she called it 318 Online. And it's actually 318 Central. So and then they're taking a lot of the cues. I know you guys watch Joe Fuller videos, and his main tagline is that in order to proceed, he needs your help. He needs to get a certain group of people in there that's going to actually benefit the actual city of Alexandria. She says, I want to be your next mayor because I know I can move Alexandria forward, and I need your help. She paid $750. $50 for this.
Well, if you pay $1,000 for some stilettos, you don't mind paying $750 for a commercial.
I said Catherine, not Roosevelt.
Not Kay or Roosevelt.
Oh.
Stop.
I didn't do that.
You did.
I did not.
It's on live. We heard it.
I did not.
You did say it.
You can't prove it.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Y'all going at it tonight?
Well, no, I'm just trying to play it safe. But yes, we have uncovered the level of debauchery that they'll go to maintain. Okay, so the bigger thing is they're trying to maintain something. They're trying to keep a hold of something.
Mm-hmm.
And they fighting really, really hard to keep something intact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
what sound like they're doing.
Yep.
Well, you know, I feel like the truck driver. Mr. Truck Driver, are you there?
No.
Mr. Truck Driver had to leave us. I think he went to a no-fly zone.
He has a no-fly zone. He always said, follow the money.
Follow the money. Follow the moolah. So,
that's
yeah.
What he always said, follow the money.
And I
believe him.
So, you guys, we got a few more minutes. Oh, so we got a lot more minutes. If you want to call in and join us on this live conversation, which we've actually gone quite a bit of time and haven't got cut off yet, so, you know, no jinxies. But if you want to call in, 347-677-1749. We are taking questions, suggestions, donations. No, we're not taking no donations. We don't do this for money.
Y'all don't take no donations. Don't start that. But the first thing they're going to say is, they're taking donations.
Universal Collection.
For the radio station.
We do have a donation button. However, we do not depend on that at all. I don't think
you
even
you
ever
take that donation button and throw it away.
Yes, ma'am. We will do.
No.
Yes, we'll do that. I was against it anyway. Because, I mean, that means at some point you can be bought. And
that's right.
And turn into the Bayou Brief.
Nobody needs to be bought. You need to do it on your own. I can't stand that. Nope.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have
you got something to say.
Yes, a question I want to ask is not directly pertaining to what we're talking about, but in a way it is. Have you ever heard of the real meaning of what Black Friday is?
Well, no, but we can Google it. If it's Google-able, we can definitely Friday. Go ahead.
Black Friday, yes, it is. During the slavery time, after Thanksgiving, old Massa would take some of the slaves and take them so they can be bought at half price after Thanksgiving at a discount. Oh. Google it, and they got some other reasons in there, too.
It says the history of Black Friday started much earlier than people think. The day after Thanksgiving was the unofficial beginning of the Christmas season since the late 19th century. President Lincoln designated the Thanksgiving holiday as the last Thursday in November. The day after Thanksgiving wasn't called Black Friday then. The name associated with September 24th, 1869, two speculators, Jay Gould and James Fisk, created a boom and bust in gold prices. A stock market crash followed as prices fell to 20%. The distribution of gold prices sent commodity prices plummeting and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so. This is the whitewashed version.
Yeah. They tried to fix that up. Now, look at the other one. What is the meaning of Black Friday?
Yeah, no, that's the whitewashed version.
Yes.
Let's see. They're trying to tie it to the. Oh, there we go. It's on Snoop's. It says that the claim is actually not true. But The term Black Friday did not originate with the practice of selling off slaves on the day after Thanksgiving. But, again, this is Snopes, which they've been proven wrong a few times.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that that theory even exists is a surprise to me because I'd never heard that before. So apparently it existed enough for somebody to come and address it. And that in itself is an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the versions that I saw, they had it on there, and they said how, like you said, that, you know, they tried to whitewash it. But they and then they had several different things on it. They was said, they also said that, of course, we know that the slaves did the cooking, and that night, Thanksgiving night, the slaves would have to entertain old massa. You know, they like for us to entertain. They still do. And the one that lost the entertainment the part, those are the slaves that they sold at half price the next day. That's what I read when I Googled it. But at any rate, they would sell up a half price after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And, you know,
I believe that, too.
Back in the day, you know, they did all that kind of stuff. They sold the slave even if it wasn't after after Thanksgiving.
What did do you know where Mardi Gras come from?
Uh-oh.
Do you know the meaning of Mardi Gras?
I believe it has something to do with Passover.
Yes, Passover, all right. Mardi Gras is where they have, okay, you know how you do your cotton, pick cotton and everything? All right. And when the season was over, the master would sit on the porch and get drunk, and the slaves would dance, would put on stuff on their face and everything, and dance in front of him, and dance their way right off the plantation.
Wow!
That is Mardi Gras.
Wow.
He had, you know, he wanted to be entertained again.
Guess so.
And they would dance their way right off the plantation.
You know what? I venture to say, and we talked a little bit about what slavery looks like today.
Yeah.
Slavery looks like the prison system. Because they called, then the cops, they used to wear copper badges. That's why you get the term copper. But the original cops were the ones that went and wrangled up runaway slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Brought them back.
Mm-hmm. Brought them back.
Yep.
So,
but when it came to the lady, what was her name?
Harriet Tubman.
She told her brother, if you don't come with me, I'm going to kill you myself.
Mm.
And she got him out of there, and she got a lot more. And they knew when she was coming.
But you know what?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Another thing why they think that they're above us and we are still beneath them, did anybody hear Mike Pence, what he said about Will Ferrell and Oprah Winfrey today?
No.
What did he say?
Okay, well, you know, Oprah has been campaigning with the woman
Georgia.
Running for governor in Georgia.
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell has been helping her too. And they've been going door to door because the cameras were showing Oprah and Will Ferrell going door to door campaigning on her behalf. But she made the statement today. Nobody paid her to come to Georgia. Nobody asked her to come to Georgia. She paid her own self to come to Georgia, and she approved that message. But then, you know, she made such good, oh, my goodness, she was campaigning, and her testimony was so good, and she was saying that she was voting because of all the people that were lynched, all the people the people that were killed. That's why she was voting and doing all that. And then not long after that, Mike Pence gets on TV, and he said, yeah, they got Oprah Winfrey and Will Ferrell out there. They think they're famous. I'm Mike Pence. Well, who they think I am? In other words, he was saying, I'm better than them. And he does not will Pharaoh and Oprah. He wish he had their money. He wish he had their money.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
He
I'm
don't
better.
Even have a quarter. He can't touch them with a quarter.
And I couldn't believe that he said that. I say, oh, my goodness, I don't care how you look at it. They still, even right here in Alexandria, they still think that they are superior to us. When he said that today about Will Ferrell and Oprah Winfrey, I say, oh, no, he didn't say that. He was all but saying, I am better than they are.
But he don't have their kind of.
Yeah, but we don't
know.
He doesn't
work
really.
Close to that. And he would never be more important than Oprah Winfrey.
Wait a minute. If he's so important, if he's so important, how come he had to have a plate dinner to get some money to pay a lawyer in case a Mueller come out after him?
that got my attention because just like he was thinking he's better than Oprah,
uh-huh.
Here in Alexandria, those people, they think, and we all know who they are, so we don't have to call no names because we all know who they are. They think that they don't want to give up that slavery is over.
And they don't want to give up that color. And color don't mean nothing.
Well, they also don't want to give up that statue that's sitting on the Rapides Parish Courthouse either.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But
I mean,
you know what, though? They, things is changing.
It's
nothing
changing.
Stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
Stays the same.
Now, wait a minute. I was thirsty. I had to get something to drink. I believe that another meaning to that verse in the Bible that says, the wealth of the wicked shall be set up for the righteous. To me, that means that God is going to allow their money to bless us, to get us back to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize.
Do you remember Coming to America?
Yes.
That movie with Eddie Murphy. Remember them two brothers? They were rich. And the stock market belly up, and they lost all their money. Mortimer and whatever his name was.
Risky Business. No, that's not Risky Business. That was an Eddie Murphy movie.
Coming to America.
No,
Eddie Murphy.
Mortimer was the white guy. It was two brothers. And Eddie Murphy was in charge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Eddie Murphy. It was on Coming to America, too. Because Eddie Murphy had bought that girl them earrings. And they passed. She said she didn't want them. And he passed by, and he gave them to them two men. They thought they had found gold. Or do I have the wrong one?
No, they were actually you got two both of the movies. It was Trading Places. Trading Places.
Yeah. That's when he gave him the money.
Mhm.
Oh well.
But
you know what? It gets to a point in your life where I don't care how much money you got. I don't care if you're germophobic. I don't care what it is you got. I don't care how you try to protect it. You got to die and leave it. I have never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Never seen it.
And you never will.
And you never will. We have some very, very important work to do before we head and hit the hay tonight. So we're going to leave the show a little bit early. We it wasn't a lot that we hadn't covered for the loyal listeners. We do want everybody to, you know, take your time getting things back together. We know things are a little bit tough right now. Like I said, please do not hesitate to contact us. I can get at least 2 to 3 people at some point over the weekend, if not tomorrow, some point during the day tomorrow, to come and help. To come and help and meet you where you're at if you need any assistance doing any cleanup or anything.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we just want to leave you guys with that and our prayers.
That's wonderful. And God gonna bless you for that.
Yes, indeed.
God already blessed us. He gave us the show. He gave us our listeners. He gave us you guys. He gave us all this.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's always in the giving business.
Mm-hmm. And we don't take any of it for granted.
Yeah, he gave us sweets, but he also gave you all to us.
That's right. Y'all it's by faith that we all come together.
That's right. Yes. I don't think we got together by chance. It was faith.
It was already written.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna let y'all get to bed early. And y'all stay warm in this cold air. Y'all stay safe out there, Alexandria. Like I said, just don't hesitate. Touch our inbox. Touch this video if you need help.
Yeah.
And we'll try to meet you halfway.
Okay. And, thank you so much.
No problem.
God bless you.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night, everybody.
Love you too.
Bye,
night, John boy.
Bye bye.
All right, guys, so before we get cut off again, we're just gonna leave it right there. You guys know what to do and when to do it. Go back, check out the videos, check out our archives. You'll see that we say the same thing, and we adjust our dialogue as needed, as based on the facts. We don't change our line, though. Our line is that we're here to service the community, and hopefully we can get on a larger scale where we can take the community with us. Maybe I can even see the Can We Be Frank show going on tour, something like that. Going,
we could do that.
Yeah, going to places where they call us and doing a live show there and interviewing people.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Awesome.
All right,
you
but
guys.
Anyway, yeah.
We want to say thank you for listening in. You guys have a great night, have a great weekend, and please be careful out there. And again, like Tavares said, if you need them,
hit us up. The weather outside is frightful.
Yeah.
But the love is so delightful. Miss Battles, Miss K Mac, all the others, thank you guys. Mr.
Shark, thank you guys.
Uncle Willie's, man, I need me a po' boy.
I'm going to have to. Ask him where his truck usually be.
Man, we got to find his truck.
Yeah, ask him.
No, we're going to find him. We're going to pull up on him.
We want to find out where your truck is, Mr. Willie.
We're going to have you drop your pin, your GPS pin, in the messenger or something. Because you listen too much to be not giving us no doggone. I need a Boudin link. I don't know what I want. I want to see your menu, sir. Yeah, Mr. Willie, can you please post your menu?
Yeah, and we need to see your menu.
We might even want to take you on as a sponsor, sir.
Yeah.
You know we're getting these views. We're getting enough views to get cut off. He said, no problem. All right.
Yeah, I said, Mr. Willie, we need to see your menu.
Yeah, man.
Drop it in the, you know what he should do? He should just drop it every time we come on. Drop it in there.
Yeah, or that, or just send us a JPEG of it, or a picture of it. And you know, I do a lot of screen flipping here. I would be more than happy to use that.
And we need your truck, too. We need to find out where you're at.
We need your truck. We need your recipes.
Yeah. We need all your stuff.
We need all the stuff that is Uncle Willie's. But thank you guys again for listening in. Please, like I said, don't hesitate to contact us. I want to reiterate that because it's very important that that we don't lose faith in our people.
Yeah.
Even though, because it happens, and it happens for justifiable reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, let's not
let's not lose faith in the ability to make things change.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because, you know, you're not supposed to have your faith in man. Man will fail you every time. But
that's right.
And the ability to make things change, you guys, we got that. We got that. And we have done that. You guys got out there and voted in record numbers. So I'm very proud to say that I know Alexandria like the back of my hand today. I really do. So,
right.
Again, thank you for our video contributor, Mr. Sylvain.
Yes.
Appreciate you, sir, posting that video. I also appreciate whatever asshole made you take it down or whatever asshole took it. I also appreciate Facebook Messenger for keeping it in your messages. So, yeah, we got it out anyway. We got a copy of it, sir. If you would like a copy of that video, please inbox us. We'll get it. We'll get you a copy of your video.
All right, you guys.
So, thank
good
you, guys.
Night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they cut us quick. They cut us super quick.
But you
quick.
Know, you got 584 views on that
video. Because
a lot
of people didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah. Them news briefings, they don't know what them news briefings are. But you did good on them.
Man, they cut us off 10 minutes into the show. I do like your cluttered ass desktop because it looks cool as a thumbnail.
Yeah, it does.
All right, everybody. I'm sorry about that.
Please
we got
that
cut off from 7.
I'm trying to see the numbers.
We was only 20 minutes into the show this time.
24 views.
And they cut us off. So if you guys are joining
so
us,
so 24
the
and what?
Lobby,
what's the other one?
20.
I'm assuming that 60 this is
something.
Gonna happen
oh, they ain't
tonight.
Finished.
Because they're going to. Oh, we need to tag him in that video. We need to tag Sylvain in that video. I have to do it. 447 followers.
Our number went up.
We got 408 likes and 447 Damn. People followed. I wonder if they give us a list of followers. Nope. Yeah, nope. They'll never tell us. They'll never tell us.
We're famous and we don't even. We like, we not. We uber famous? No, how do you say that?
A minor famous.
Yeah, we were like real small on the scale.
73 post clicks. They clicked on it 73 times.
They ain't finished.
With 25 reactions.
They're not finished because, you know why they're not finished? Because everybody didn't see that video yet. And if they try to take it down, we'll put it back up again.
Gerber Porter's video last night did really well.
It did?
Yeah. It did really well.
You know what we could do? We could do a consulting, but we have to be pinpoint on what we can do. And we could do something like this.
Man, we already oh, that was Jack's video.
See, that's what pissed me off is when he did that. Because he messed with our numbers, really. And he did it on purpose. You know he didn't listen in tonight
because
he pissed off at you.
I'm pissed off at him. And so is everybody else that worked for him. It is what it is.
And he still shouldn't give, I wouldn't get my fucking check from him.
Oh, I'm not. That's why I'm talking directly to the big guy. Directly to the big guy. I don't want to hear shit else.
You're tired of it. You know, I knew that you went silent and didn't even talk to the people.
You had no words for the people.
That right there was that was right there.
You
didn't
have no words for the people until I tagged Anza in it. Because
mm-hmm.
you're really trying to save face with them.
Yeah.
Because you really want that opportunity again, but
mm-hmm.
you'll never get that opportunity.